This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
Oh, here we are. Beautiful Wednesday afternoon day of recording.
Beautiful, that's kind of a relative term, I think.
By beautiful, I mean shitty cold in March.
At least it's sunny, huh?
It's always sunny in
Edwardsville,
wherever the fuck we're at. Yeah. What's up, everybody? You have tuned into the Three Horsemen show by hook or by crook. Whether you were forced, or whether you just feel like listening to some wrestling talk.
If you were forced, have your captor contact us. We like their style.
Well, that is true. I'll give you that. Big Easy, T.O.
Yep.
And Corey, here to talk just another exciting week. I can't contain my excitement about the week in WWE. My God.
It's really good stuff, you know.
Just two phenomenal shows, at least 5.5s out of 10s. I mean, captivating things.
Jesus.
It's what they do.
You make me want to go out and get a cable subscription or a subscription to that network thingy.
Well, fuck, at least on the network you can watch something entertaining.
Do they have the live Raw and SmackDown on the network?
Nope.
No.
That's weird. I guess they got their contracts with their
TV. Yeah. They still care about the ratings, although they say they don't for some reason.
Oh, I kind of think they don't based on what I watch.
Well, the way they book, they definitely care because they book for TV and giveaway matches.
They do.
You know, there's no build up to the pay-per-views anymore. There used to be the wait for guys to actually touch or, you know, to square off, and it'll be nothing for them to have two tag team matches and a fucking, sometimes just a match before the pay-per-view.
A spit-swapping chatter, ladders and chairs match. Mm-hmm. What is it they say?
Shoots and ladders.
Shoots and ladders, that's right.
Like, the one weird thing I noticed that they do on TV, and I mean, I know it's way different now, Corey, but have you noticed that they, like, champions will lose clean, and there's no explanation why it's a title match and not a title match, and last night or Monday night, someone lost clean.
Every week.
And the belt didn't change hands because it wasn't a title match. I can't remember what match it was.
I think they've only done that for like the last 40-something weeks, I think. And, you know,
so let me get this straight. Hold on. The champion had a match, non-title.
Right.
And lost.
Right?
Yes, clean.
That's dumb. And clean? Or is it the person he's got a program with right now?
Alexa Bliss lost Tuesday night to Mickie James, non-title.
Weird.
It's not weird. It's just stupid.
Yeah, why? That serves no purpose.
No, the whole point of that going in or back in the day was you would have a non-title match. You were almost certain that the champion was guaranteed to lose, but now they do it every week. It's kind of like the Intercontinental champion basically used to lose all the time for some reason. Now, who is it?
Ambrose has a one.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, it's fucking brutal.
I can't remember who lost clean. It might have been attacked. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
This week?
Yeah, so I thought it happened on Raw. No, I thought it happened on Raw, so I could be wrong.
I'd have trouble finding who the champions were right now. Who are the tag team champions?
The Good Brothers or whatever.
The Good Brothers.
The Bullet Club.
Aha! Yeah, they interfered in a match, so it wasn't them.
It wasn't them. Jericho, did he lose?
No, he was in a tag match.
Then what about
Women's Champion?
Did Bayley lose?
No, she lost via DQ.
All right, maybe I'm wrong.
Get out of town.
Get right out of here, T.O.
this show is about
being Corey, wrong and
Corey
being right.
Right.
No, I'm just saying. I agree. I totally agree with you.
About being wrong or right?
No. That I'm always right. And that's what takes us to the shows. Oh, boy. I guess the highlight of Raw was just the... It kind of made me cringe. Foley and Stephanie McMahon went through this whole thing how he had to fire somebody. And then at the end, she basically like told him he was a piece of shit. And he said, no, you need to go. And then Triple H came out and basically made, I guess it's a good job.
Go on. What happened?
He just ran him down, said everybody needs to go thank their boss Monday or thank their boss tomorrow for letting them have a job and things like that. I was like, that's kind of what's wrong right now. Is everybody's thankful to have a job instead of being, I don't know. Maybe that's a good job.
Thankful to have good workers. Yeah,
it made me cringe.
Well, it's the old management versus the worker argument, you know, the mindset.
Yeah,
the
one they've been running for 20 fucking years.
Mm. Yeah. In storyline, though, like, when they did the split.
Right.
Didn't Stephanie pick him to be her? So the animosity is storyline is just stupid. It makes no sense. Nothing makes sense anymore. I'm done trying to figure out and make sense of storylines and stuff like that, because there's no rhyme or reason for half the stuff they do anymore.
Yeah, I thought they were going to break out the Randy Orton spit in his face thing they did about 15 years ago. It was just, I don't know. It didn't feel right. And then...
And what exactly is he being punished for, and why did he need to fire someone? Or who is he supposed to fire?
I don't know. To ramp up competition on Raw?
Who's the main booker right now? I'm sure this is Mac with his kid involved.
Yeah, anyway, I think Vince has got the final word.
Yeah.
It's funny that he made his daughter and his son-in-law the focal point of every show going into WrestleMania for the past.
She's awful. Just the same.
Awfully well endowed.
The same promo, the same. She just emasculates every single It's unreal.
Never ends.
Yeah, every one of them is the same. She comes out there and does that high pitched, and you can do this. She's got that.
But there's no
speaking style.
I mean, we've talked about it. There's never any payoff for her.
Ever.
Like, usually, I mean, like what Rousey hip tossed her last year. I mean, that was the big 2 years ago. That was the big like. Neat.
She was like, spared by Roman Reigns.
So what's, I mean, the only thing that I can see happen, and I mentioned it last week kind of jokingly, is Noelle Foley going to get involved in this?
Mm. God. I hope not. She certainly can't talk. I mean, that's obvious. She can't put a fucking sentence together.
But there's no, like.
She's a smoke show.
They're targeting Mick Foley. He hasn't aligned himself with anyone. It's not like, he doesn't have an allegiance. He doesn't have a stable of guys. He doesn't have, like, you know, Triple H has Kevin Owens and the other, what's the fat guy's name? Samoa Joe.
Right.
He has those two guys. It's not like Foley showed favoritism or done anything for a group of guys or a stable of guys. So that whole angle is non-existent. So who comes to his defense? Rollins comes out because he's feuding with Triple H.
That didn't really make sense.
It doesn't. That's my point. So like
he came out because he's feuding with Triple H.
Yeah. So again, Stephanie, who brings on all this,
just to be the focal point of the show.
So exactly, and that's the point. Like, why does Triple H have to come out and get involved in that angle? Like he didn't. In the old days, he would have gave her the claw, choked her out, then Triple H would have came out. Then there would have been a match. But
that would have been awesome.
Foley can't work. He can't take bumps. So there's no – it's really dumb.
That's kind of why, like he was saying, you know, you need that hip and you don't want to ruin your daughter's career and your son's career. And I was like, yeah, come on. That's kind of –
Well, and they talk about
just I, Not that I'm like upset by it or anything. I just thought it.
No, we're gonna ruin your career, and you need this job. Well, you employ the daughter, you employ his son. His son's a writer.
They have their own show,
and they have a show on your network. So, I mean, get the fuck out.
I mean, I guess I take that back. I guess it got over in the way that it got Rollins going, and Foley brought out Socko and did all that, and that's great. But
wonder who they're doing that service for, bringing out Socko. I mean, I guess for the few people that still watch that remember that. 15, 20 years or
if you find out, I mean, some people that like those two would. I don't know. I always saw those guys on the second tier, but some people like that part of the nostalgia. But I guess it gets Rollins that match to where it needs to be. And then I read, which could be them just fucking with everybody, that he might not be ready for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I think they're fucking with people?
Probably.
But that's stupid.
I mean, they're not. If he's not, if there's a question about him not being ready, they wouldn't have had him taking bumps and doing anything. I mean, that's my thought on that. If
I'd like to think you wouldn't give everybody that to be the end of your show if you're not sure he's going to be ready for the. I mean, yeah.
Poor planning.
I think that's trolling. Poor
planning. It doesn't.
Nah, trolling.
But another thing I want to touch on real quick. You know, Triple H comes out in his suit. And then takes his shirt off. And there is absolutely zero chance that he's not on steroids.
I mean, he's on growth. I mean, yeah.
I mean, HGH. Least. I mean, the guy is bigger than he's ever been before. And how old is he now?
48? 49?
I mean, he looked huge. It's like Cena every time Cena comes back.
47.
Is he only 47?
Still.
Birthday.
July 27,
69. So in, wow, really?
4 months.
He is huge, and it's just like, okay, so you're telling me that you're on the same playing field as all these other guys. The only other guy that's built like him is that Jinder Mahal guy that weighed about $180 a couple years ago.
Oh, my God.
And he looks like a professional bodybuilder now, so I expect him to be getting popped anytime.
Getting released anytime.
They just brought him back, though. That's kind of the weird thing. That's what I like. As excited as, like, I've said it, there's so much talent on the roster right now. They could have done some really good stuff. They've went some directions that I don't agree with and don't like, but I'm almost looking forward to after WrestleMania to see who gets released more than I am the actual WrestleMania.
That's the other big thing. You got Raw on Monday, and then you find out who gets released at the end of the week.
Yeah, I can't. That's what I'm excited for.
Let's see him release Reigns. Speaking of Reigns, the other, I guess you would say, big thing on Raw. Roman Reigns called out The Undertaker, and The Undertaker didn't come out. Instead, Shawn Michaels comes out, which is fine.
Makes all the sense in the world.
Not at all. I guess it's a callback to when he called out The Undertaker for their match, and Taker wouldn't take it, and, you know, he had to beat him, that type of thing. So he comes out, tells him, you know, you're fucked, you're not going to beat him, and obviously Reigns says, no, I'm going to beat him, and they just boo this fucker out of the building. Just nothing but boos.
And, again, you have him go in and kind of have an argument with Michaels, who's going to be over with the fans.
Yep.
What do they think is going to happen? The guy, nobody likes the guy as it is. Then you put him in there with someone that's extremely over, that's a legend, and you kind of have him talking some shit. I'm gonna retire the guy that retired you. Like, in what universe is that endearing? Oh yeah,
I don't get it either. Yeah.
I mean, you got his, you know, Michaels limping down with his lazy eye, like he's put in all the years.
Damn.
And then you've got, you know, this big, greasy-haired fucker in all black, dressed like a heel, talking like a heel, getting booed like a heel. Eventually, he is a heel. No matter how hard they push him, it is what it is. And
seems like the fans would like to push him right off a cliff. But well, I'm thinking.
Do you see that many Roman Reigns shirts? Like,
no.
Like, you hear the argument that the kids love him and the women love him. A, women don't watch wrestling like the 80s anymore, and they don't go like they used to.
Right.
They don't go like the 90s. Yeah. So, like, I feel like that argument is not there. And I don't see kids wearing Roman Reigns shit.
Still, trash element. I mean, you gotta mix that in. I mean, there's still that element that can only afford to go to house shows. But some may like him.
But I think Dean Ambrose is over more. I mean, like, I think there's guys that are over more with that genre and that demographic than Roman Reigns is.
I've kind of killed him off too. But I think that's by his own doing, and I think the Renee Young thing doesn't help him either.
Well, they went over the top. They, instead of like Brian Pillman, they went too kooky. Like, they went goofy. They went more like,
fair.
I don't know who you like compare it to, but you could have went Pillman with a character, and they went more Santino almost. Like, just, ooh, I'm goofy, I'm zany. The stupid second rope thing he does.
They kind of hit on something when they had, wow, I guess I'm talking directly into the mic.
No, I turned you up. That's what I kept moving over there for.
Aha.
Yeah, I've been looking at the whole sound waves and whatnot. Yours are real small.
Yeah.
I wanted to make them real big.
I didn't think I was up.
It's all about size.
I almost feel like they started to do something with Ambrose and Renee Young, and that was with Maurice and Miz, and I thought that was kind of getting over. I don't remember how it ended or if it ended, but now all of a sudden it's John Cena and Nikki Bella, and I have no interest in seeing that.
Well, they almost did teased some Daniel Bryan with The Miz. Like,
right.
I feel like they've done a lot with The Miz. And I think a lot of it is he's done some good promos. He's done a lot of good work the last six months.
He's been money on the mic.
And she was awesome last night. I thought her promo was good.
Maurice?
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Like, the acting was on point, the way she delivered it. Like,
French Canadian.
But again, you look at the storyline, you look at the angle, there's a little bit of truth that is intertwined with all this, and that's why people like it more.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the angle of Cena not proposing to her, the fans get off on that because they're all thanking it. They've all seen her on that show. They've all seen how desperate of a bitch she is and how she does whatever this guy says.
Really? Everybody's seen that?
Dude, they draw.
That
show draws
sad.
2 million people.
Ugh.
I wonder what it is compared to, like, a SmackDown.
What's the name,
like,
of the show?
Rating-wise. Total Divas, Total Bellas.
I mean, have never seen a worse television show.
Oh, there's
I
there's
can't
way
believe
worse.
There's worse than that.
Oh, yeah. There's way worse.
In terms of scripted reality.
Yeah, there's some bad shows out there.
That's as bad as it gets because the girl can't act either.
None of them can. I'm just saying there's way worse out there.
See, that's why I like the little Renee Young. I think she seems like a normal human being. Of course, things, you know, it's not always what it appears, but at least she's somewhat normal.
See, I think, I actually think that show is, like, Cena, that's him. I think that guy's, I don't think that's a character.
There's no way that show gets more than SmackDown, unless SmackDown's getting less than 1 million views.
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying they get about 1 million on
Divas.
Probably
roughly, a little less depending on the middle of the episode.
Yeah. So
does Raw still do better than SmackDown?
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't know how. I know that
SmackDown's a better show.
I know I watched more of that. I had them both on in the background. There was hockey on.
That's
so
a swerve. I mean, it's always been. As far as I know, Raw was the marquee show.
It is, but
even if SmackDown was supposed to be its own brand, it still was less than Raw.
Yeah,
but there was a time when Heyman ran it that it was outdrawing Raw for a period of time, right, Smith?
Maybe there in the mid-2000s, early 2000s.
I could have sworn on Heyman's DVD it talked about how when he was in charge and he was doing it, like they got better ratings.
Hmm.
And then they kind of killed it off. I mean, like, it's when he left.
Big shock.
But
did he run that basically exactly like, I mean, run it, quote unquote, the same way he ran ECW, just that same? I guess it's Paul E.
I don't think so. It was the guys he had. I mean, I think when he was in charge, it was when Cena was just getting his push, and like, it was that time frame, right? Like 04, 05?
Yeah, sounds right.
But you know, the question I have back to Corey and E, I don't, you know, you don't watch a ton of the new stuff, but is all this being set up for the obvious with the Cena angle?
I don't see any other reason. I know if they made it blatantly obvious.
I mean, just her throwing the wedding ring and them zooming in on it.
Yeah, and I have no idea what they're talking about, so... I mean, I do now, no, since you told me.
I mean...
But I wouldn't know that if I don't watch that god-awful show.
I mean, it's clear he... I mean, it's been this thing, and like, I actually believe it. The kid, he doesn't... Like, Cena doesn't want kids. He doesn't like kids. I don't think he ever wanted to get married again.
He wants to be
that.
Triple H.
Well, I mean...
Although there's only one daughter.
Married and has kids.
There's Shane, though.
Oh, I see what you're saying in the family.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Johnny Ace is married to the Bella's mom. I mean, there's...
Well, I know this. It's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
And it makes me not want to watch. Although, I like the Miz part. I just don't like when John Cena shows up. Well, I know this. At WrestleMania... There is no way the Miz is not getting cheered to death.
Okay, so he's going to propose to her after the match.
And everybody's going to boo.
And they're going to boo.
I hope.
No, that's what's going to happen. Nobody's going to cheer. Again, delusional writers. They don't...
It's all marks at WrestleMania. All marks. People that travel from countries all over the place that just like wrestling.
Okay, so...
Today's the Ides of Marks, by the way. Oh, Ides of March. Never mind. No?
Well so, played.
So Reigns goes over the Undertaker. What happens?
Booed out of the building.
He gets booed out of the building.
Yeah.
Okay, Randy Orton goes over Bray Wyatt. What happens?
Everybody goes, all right, next match.
I think he gets booed. I think a lot of people want to see him
go. Oh, I don't think Orton's going over now.
I don't know. No. I hope not. It'd be nice for them to continue to push Wyatt.
I think they will.
Okay.
Wyatt.
So that's a heel winning. That's a heel winning, though, about, you know, the title.
Who
match.
Is the heel?
I mean, technically Wyatt is, although his house was burnt down and his sister was whatever. But, I mean, the way they've never done anything to change it.
I don't know who's the heel and who's the babyface. I don't know that there is a clear cut. That's what I mean. Well, who am I supposed to even root for? I guess that's their way of getting a bunch of people on each side.
Well, Wyatt's supposed to be a cult. I mean, like, this is just their mentality of it.
Yeah. Then, he's about all by himself now.
So.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just think the way things are pointing and the way they're going to book it, they're going to have a shit ton of boos. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't think they, I mean, AJ going over Shane McMahon. Which they're just completely wasting him.
Oh, I can see McMahon going over him.
Well, you think that's going to be met with cheers?
I would guess not.
So, I mean, like, they have the potential to really fuck this up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they usually do.
What's Samoa Joe doing at Russell? I mean, does he have anyone?
Yeah, I'm sure he's in the Battle Royal.
Well, Balor wrestled the other night at a house show in Buffalo.
I bet he won't be back before Mania if he is a surprise entrant in that Battle Royal.
I'd like to see Joe and Balor. That'd be kind of cool. No build-up. I mean, they've waited really
long. No, I'm just saying if they had time, I agree.
Well, I mean, they just started.
Wrestled before?
No, I'm just saying last night they started McMahon and... McMahon and AJ.
Yeah, again, the McMahon shit never ends. Like, why is that? And people say, oh, look at how much faith they have in AJ Styles. The whole show centered around him. Yeah, kinda. But it's more about Shane McMahon.
Yeah, that puts Shane McMahon up for a big thank you.
Well,
for AJ Styles. Thank you, Shane.
You wrestled
for putting me in front of everything. You know what I mean?
You wrestled The Undertaker last year.
Which you're is not telling the, me anything. I mean, I don't know.
It's unreal.
But AJ came out comes out and cuts the promo and says the same thing I asked last week. Like, now I see where they were going with it, which makes more sense. He was the number one contender, got tied in that battle royal. Then he won a number one contender match. Then he had to wrestle another number one. And at least I see where they went with it. But to Shane fucking McMahon, like, oh, hey, I don't wrestle.
The only thing
I want to wrestle you. You fucking man, you AJ Styles.
You think they want to try to come out with another, and you know Shane can't take the bumps anymore, but another Kurt Angle Shane match?
Can't take the bumps. He fell off a fucking cage last year.
I guess he can't.
He could. He'll take the freak bumps. His offense is disgusting. It always was.
Right.
But I don't know. I would rather see like a scientific match. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I agree.
It's the styles aren't. I mean, literally, AJ Styles should not be wrestling someone like Shane McMahon. It's an injustice almost.
I can name 10 other guys off the top of my head that I would rather see him wrestle, and would be 10 times better. And apparently, someone is trying to break in our studio. Can you believe this?
Don't let it happen. Last time that happened, one of us got touched inappropriately.
Yeah.
T.O.
And nobody even came in here.
Yeah, it was happening either way.
No, but I don't know. That's a match, so that's happening. I don't know.
So that's a thing.
Yeah. It's just gee.
And back to Cena real quick. Him and Nikki Bella made out again in the ring, and she wrapped her legs around his waist. And made out like it was after a high school football
game. That's because she's a whore.
No, she is a whore. But
yeah.
Do people think that's what... I mean, do these writers think that that's what life is?
Like, yeah.
I mean, fucking come on.
Guys that have never had a girlfriend before.
Well, it's a lot of the writers. Good call. They should fire...
Freddie Prinze Jr. was a writer, pal.
She's out of my league. Summer Catch. Boom.
Yeah.
I tell you what. Maybe they won't fire any wrestlers, and they'll just fire all the writers.
Yeah.
That would probably be the best. Happen.
Then they'll just come out and have matches every week.
Ugh.
Forget about it.
Who wants to watch that?
Forget about it.
Who wants to watch wrestling with good wrestlers?
I got an idea. Let's sandbag Cesaro with what could bury him? Oh, let's put him with Sheamus.
Yeah, let's just not do it. You know what? Speaking of, and this is a Cesaro. We can actually do a Cesaro watch each week, and this week he is still in the tag team. And he's doing nothing. So that's the Cesaro watch. The Ziggler watch. Okay. I might be confused on this. Who the fuck is Mojo Rawley?
He's Rob Gronkowski's friend.
That's right. He lost to him by a countout in a singles match. Does he care?
He re-signed a contract, I'm wanting to say, a few months ago.
He cannot care at all. What is he doing? What are they doing?
I think that dude's just lost so much, there's nothing you can do with him.
So many ways to fix everything they've done, and they just continue to suck.
No, they push butt fucks like Baron Corbin. Although, they put a hat on him.
They did put a hat on him.
They're listening to me at least. Okay, so if anyone's listening from Creative, good job with a hat. Let's go ahead and shave that shit. Get rid of his hair, because it's gone. Then let's can the Allen from The Hangover lone wolf bullshit, because that's the only thing I think of, lone wolf. It's the big dog and the lone wolf. I cringe every time I hear him say those two.
A real wolf.
The big dog's yard.
You're coming
The lone wolf. Yeah.
Is that the worst name?
I don't know what's
worse. Which is worse?
They're both pretty damn bad.
Lone wolf or the big dog?
Yeah.
Like big dogs like t-shirts?
That's what they say about, that's what they call Roman Reigns.
Ugh.
At least they're not calling Braun Strowman the big dog, though. Because that would really fuck with that character. And at least they're still, he came out and, got some on Roman Reigns.
You know, I just realized Braun Strowman's going to interfere in the Undertaker-Roman Reigns match.
But does he have a match with The Undertaker then?
Who?
Strowman?
No. He's going to come out and interfere in that match. And Undertaker will say, go away.
And then that sets up the feud with Reigns-Strowman for SummerSlam? They're putting the belt on Reigns ASAP.
Why do you say that?
I mean, it's just where it has to go. Are they going to put it...
From Lesnar to Reigns?
Yeah.
They're going to go backwards and do it again?
I think so. I mean, what's Lesnar's next move?
I don't know.
I mean, they've done nothing to set anything up.
Fuck,
with him
I don't
with
know
anyone.
What his first move's been.
He's never anywhere.
He's only done one.
That's what I'm saying, but he's never anywhere.
Check that, too.
He wrestles once every 2 months, so
hey,
what do you do
what does
him?
Frank mean here on our chat? He says, all we need is for Reigns and Taker is Snoop Dogg to control the dog pound. Is that some sort of reference I don't get?
Reigns, Taker, and Snoop?
Yeah, he says, all we need for Reigns and Taker is Snoop Dogg to control the dog pound.
The big dog? Maybe that's a reference to the big dog?
Woof.
Woof, woof.
Huh.
Huh. The dog pound.
I guess I'm just too slow on this sort of thing.
No, I don't know.
That or Frank shitting the bed on this one. Frank, what's wrong? That could be. Is that what it is? Is Frank shit the bed?
I don't know. I'm confused.
Last
we'll see
thing
what
I saw Snoop do, he shot Donald Trump in the head. That's what I saw this morning anyway.
And Donald Trump actually acknowledged it on Twitter.
And Frank also said terrible Steph Foley segment. I completely agree, Frank. You hit the fucking nail on the head with that.
I guess WrestleMania is pretty much set. Angle's not going to have a match.
Right.
That's kind of out of the works. You have your 20 guys that are going to work the Battle Royal. You've got your women's match. Is the big gal in it, Nia Jax, is she going to be, so it's just the three-way?
The way they've announced it, yeah, it's just those three. They want to actually have a match instead of have somebody beat everybody up.
So, yeah.
Boy.
So tired of those matches getting in the way of the good stuff.
Like
promos and squashes. Fucking McMahons.
I don't know that a match went over 4 minutes this week. Ugh. And they had like five of them.
I'm kind of curious what role Stephanie is going to play at WrestleMania, because you know she has to be involved now. She can't just come out with Triple H. She has to have some type of segment since she doesn't work.
Right.
I'm curious what that'll be this year. I'm curious if they're going to drag out the Foley all the way to Mania, and that's when Noelle gets involved. But think about it, though. All the Smarks think she's hot. They love Mick. She comes out to defend Dad. And that gets a huge pop.
She dates a guy that paints his face and wears a clown wig anywhere they go.
It's kind of weird.
She's kind of fucking weird.
She's kind of hot, though.
She's hot, but my God.
We need to talk to that crazy hot Matrix guy.
Yeah, he reached out to us, actually.
Yeah, I remember that. We did back on the predecessor of the show, Not So Fast, if any of you were around for that. We did a show on the Crazy Hot Matrix, and he reached out.
The predecessor.
And admonished us for not getting a hold of him beforehand.
Yeah, he was
predecessor and admonished.
Admonisher, professional admonisher.
Yeah, I like it.
So is there, what else do you have, Corey? Anything
nothing.
Else from this week?
No.
Frank's coming back with this for his quote there. What dog runs the yard, the big dog or the old dog? So you need Snoop Dogg to control the dog pound, because they're the big dog and the old dog.
I get it now.
Kind of a stretch.
I see it. I take it. Yeah, I got it.
We'll take it. Yeah. Thanks, Frank. While we're still doing the interactive thing here, we got a comment already on our post here. It says from one of our listeners, says, I'd rather see Sacco any day of the week over Stephanie. Rollins, he is ready. We just watched a thing about him last night. Just using that storyline to make Triple H look like the badass he was 10 years ago. So we can think he will win and then hopefully lose. So. It's kind of cool. Thanks, Jen, for that.
I agree with what she's saying. It's just the whole thing just felt gross.
Yeah, and forced.
Yeah, just not right. I don't know. It might be a good job of healing. It just kind of felt brr.
I hear you. So,
do you think Styles leaves after the? Do you think that's the, like, it could be two things?
What do you mean?
Think Styles leaves and goes to Raw? After like this feud with McMahon,
last the rumor,
or do you think it is Bryan gets cleared and him and Bryan work at SummerSlam?
Dude, if Daniel Bryan gets cleared, I am full fledged back into this shit.
So this is what I was thinking about. You know, so Daniel Bryan came out and said he wants to wrestle in 18 months. I guess his contract's up in 18 months, and he talks about how he wants to wrestle again.
They won't clear him.
Oh, if
the right doctor will.
Yeah, he'll get cleared somewhere.
With a lawsuit pending.
From who?
CM Punk.
His contract's up, though. That's what I'm saying.
I understand. Oh, you mean he wants to wrestle when he leaves?
Yeah. Oh. Like, leaves WWF.
Oh, Totally different. I got
you. Do you think you could get a federation over?
No.
With Daniel Bryan and CM Punk?
No. Not a shot.
Maybe if it was Ring of Honor.
Mm.
Not, you can't do that from the main, the big dog wrestling promotion or wrestling thing. You expect more out of that. But you throw a couple guys like that at one of the smaller promotions, and instantly everybody starts thinking they're legit.
I think if TNA got those two guys, signed both of them, the buzz would be there for them to try to capitalize and then get competitive.
Yeah, but that's still a good way. They would be, quote-unquote, competitive. But they'd still easily look at them and go, yeah, number two product. And only because there's nothing else to be number two.
But they're the two biggest, wouldn't you say, the two biggest sweethearts, internet sweethearts?
Yeah. The only thing is, I mean, I've thought for a while there's five guys you could steal and get going with, but there's nobody else to get. You can't get anybody anymore. I mean, you can, but you can't get them over in NXT without them going to WWE. So there's just no feeder. I take that back. There's a feeder, but you have to see them on their TV to make them look good or to make the match big.
I agree, but you don't think Bryan and Punk would provide that platform to where...
Not wrestling in the fucking Impact Zone or in a gymnasium.
It's already been done. I understand that, but they've been on WWF TV now. They're known by everybody.
True.
CM Punk shit all over the company, and people haven't seen him in years other than UFC. People haven't seen Bryan. There's this desire to want to see these guys. Now, again, it might wear off, but do you think that initially gets you a SmackDown rating if it's on a TV network, or do you think those two guys would get TNA a TV deal?
No.
See, I almost think it would.
I mean, based on what?
That they're probably the two biggest and most popular guys right now.
Yeah,
and they haven't.
Internet darlings can take you so far.
Well, no, I. That's what I'm saying, though. Push comes to shove. You have to produce. You have to do something. You have to create more stars.
You know what's important for that type of situation, too, is having the right guys backstage, not to let somebody go and do some gimmicky, stupid shit like a six-sided ring. You know what I mean?
True.
You got to have the right people running that.
The other thing is to let these guys get over instead of holding them back, which is what they do.
Yep.
And it's on purpose. Everybody bats 500.
Well, there's still the whole
over.
You got to pay your dues, but your dues aren't paid in the backstage anymore. It's paid to the people whose asses you kiss backstage at WWE.
But look what happens. CM Punk is the Conor McGregor of wrestling. Conor McGregor got bigger than the UFC. The UFC can't do anything with him now.
Did Conor McGregor get in another ring of another type and get his ass beat in 2 minutes?
No, but I'm just saying, CM Punk got so big, I said, all right, fuck you. I'll go to UFC. He's getting paid. He doesn't need the WWF because he used that platform to get over and became a star. Cena will never leave. There's some of those guys that won't leave, but, you know, Punk was the only one that had the balls to do it because he went the MMA route. There's no other route for these guys to go, to your point. Look at Damian Sandow. Look at Cody Rhodes. Everybody's like, oh, they're crazy for letting Sandow go. Sandow's this great talent. Sandow, I mean, people loved him. People on the internet loved him. He got over every gimmick he had, every shitty situation they put him in, he got over. And what's he do now? I mean, I couldn't even tell you what his gimmick is. What are they doing with him in TNA? Or it's called Impact now.
Impact, yeah.
It's bad.
See, it's not as important really to be bad. A darling on the internet, in my opinion, as people think it is. Sure, you got the smarks, as you like to call them, that love these guys. But the dumb marks, still love your assholes like your Roman Reigns or your John Cena. So,
yeah,
what
but,
are you going to do?
But
there's way more of the dumb ones than the smart ones.
Punk and Bryan were loved by both, though. I think those, don't you agree, their merch was probably top five when they were in WWF?
Yeah, top five. It's hard to buy it when you can't buy it firsthand or like a retail or not retail like a fucking like a Quick Trip. Can't go to, if you go to Quick Trip, you know you can grab that stuff.
Yeah,
you go to WWE event, you know you can get John Cena. That's pretty much all you're guaranteed you're gonna get.
Yeah,
it's like having 30 one. You got a fucking McDonald's and that's it.
There's 30 John Cena t-shirts and one, you know, pick your
Teddy Long
can't even get a damn Santino Marella shirt.
Yeah,
I got three of them if you want to borrow one. So I'm not selling them.
And then the one
I'm wearing next week.
I know we're about ready to go, but the one thing I do want to say is the Hardy that's wife has went crazy on TNA.
Mm-hmm.
Props to her because she or yeah, well it was former TNA. That's who she's going at.
Sure.
She just went insane on Twitter. Like, so if you get time, go read her because she pretty much just tells this company to lick her ass and like they try like. They're trying to get like a copyright infringement or something so they can't use these characters. But they named her dad, who was never paid by the company. See, I forget what it is, but like all sorts of crazy, wacky shit. And she just went crazy. So I thought that was kind of cool. So check it out.
Good for her.
What's her Twitter handle?
It's Reba Sky. Is that what her name is?
Reba or Reba?
Reba Sky. Reba Sky.
Dude, you're talking to the wrong guy.
Yeah, I don't watch it. I just
Hardy? Which Hardy's a lady?
Couldn't tell you.
Just Google crazy old lady. Hardy old lady.
Just type. Yeah, I mean, pretty much just type in
crazy Hardy wife.
Reba Sky or Matt Hardy or Jeff Hardy's wife. It's she goes nuts.
Why don't
I
just figure this out real quick?
Oh,
I think her name is Rebby Sky or Reba Sky.
Rebby, you're right. R-E-B-Y Sky.
There we go. See, we figured it out, gents.
The goddamn Google.
By that, I mean you guys.
And her Twitter handle is at R-E-B-Y Hardy. Rebby Hardy.
Oh, look at that. God bless her for changing her last name.
Yeah.
And her Twitter handle.
Yeah.
She made a shirt that said, fuck that owl. The new Impact logo has an owl in it, I guess.
Dear and it's Lord. Got a six-sided, it's got a hexagon in the background, yeah. too. I guess that's kind of another little,
Tricky bastards poke. Are really thinking outside the box now.
Poke, poke.
Thinking outside the hexagon.
Boom.
All right, we're getting out of here. We have got, coming up next show, we are going to talk about, we are going to do the People's Champion Tournament. We've got all the info, all the matchups, it's coming up in our next episodes. Yeah, you're going to like it. No Hogan, no Austin, no Rock, no Savage, no Flair.
If you're one of the hundreds watching right now on YouTube, you can see that number and know I'm lying. Stick around 10 more minutes and we'll be there. Otherwise, podcast folks, the download will be ready probably the day after you're listening to this. So we'll catch you then, right?
Bouse.
Bouse, as they say. Bouse
I like
house.
It. I like it. For Big Easy, for T.O., for Corey. We'll see you next episode. We're going to be talking the People's Champion Tournament. Round of 64 starts on Thursday, so be ready to roll. We'll talk to you shortly.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
You need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.